Dropping into ergonomic e-commerce success. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillipo. In this week's Throwback Thursday segment, we're going to catch up with a side hustler who discovered the power of drop shipping ergonomic office products. This is a weekly series. We like to go back and get some updates from people that we have featured in the days of old, or sometimes maybe not always the days of old, but at least a year ago. And we've got now 7 years of archives to draw upon. Just a wealth of great stories and case studies of people all over the world doing really interesting things. And we like to kind of see what has happened, what has been difficult, what's been easy, what are their big successes, how has their business or their side hustle evolved, changed, transformed, adapted along the way. Last week, in fact, we heard from a clever canine entrepreneur who turned their passion for pets into a thriving e-commerce business. We're going to stick with the e-commerce focus this week, at least in terms of category, but very different product. We're going to hear from someone who sells multiple products, in fact, but all focused around this idea of ergonomic office design and doing it by drop shipping, where she never actually touches the inventory. So what's happened since? Her name is Jessica. Let's hear from Jessica. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
Everyone, I'm excited to be back on the show and share an update on my dropshipping journey. When I first started my e-commerce side hustle, I knew I wanted to focus on a niche that I was passionate about, and in my case, that was ergonomic office products. I began by researching popular desk accessories that could help alleviate common pain points for office workers, like wrist strain, back pain, and poor posture. That's when I discovered the potential of mini foam rollers and ergonomic mouse pads. To validate the market demand, I set up a Shopify store and launched a series of targeted Facebook ads promoting these products. I started with a small budget of just $10 per day, focusing on office workers aged 25 to 44 in major metropolitan areas. I've heard that's really all you need to do validation tests, and it turns out to be true. To my surprise, the ads quickly gained traction, generating a small stream of sales from day one. I was able to find reliable suppliers on AliExpress who offered competitive prices and fast shipping times, allowing me to maintain a good profit margin while still providing value to my customers. As my sales grew, I reinvested a portion of my profits into expanding my product line. I added ergonomic wrist rests, adjustable laptop stands, and even a portable back support cushion. By continuously testing new products and ad variations, I was able to scale my dropshipping business to over $10,000 in monthly revenue within just 6 months. One of the keys to my success was building a strong brand identity around ergonomics and workplace wellness. I created a blog on my Shopify store where I shared tips for creating a healthier, more comfortable work setup. This content not only attracted organic traffic, but it also made it look more professional. Another game changer was partnering with micro-influencers in the office productivity space. By sending them free products in exchange for honest reviews and social media posts, I was able to tap into new audiences and drive even more targeted traffic to my store. Looking back, I'm amazed at how much my dropshipping business has grown in such a short time. What started as just a simple idea to sell mini foam rollers has evolved into an e-commerce brand that helps thousands of office workers stay comfortable and productive. If you're thinking about starting your own dropshipping side hustle, my advice would be to choose a niche that you're genuinely interested in. Start small and be willing to experiment with different products and marketing strategies. Oh, and don't skip those validation tests. They were critical in making sure I was on the right track before I spent much more.
Thanks so much to Jessica for sharing those updates with us. Jessica, I appreciate it. This has been episode 2707 of Side Hustle School. Let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of more than 1,000 stories, and of course, 2,700 plus episodes. I'm so happy about that. I'm so thankful to our community for being out there. You are amazing. If you have a question or update, you just come to the website You can also find me on social media. I'm also writing a new newsletter this year all about mental health, yearofmentalhealth.com. Go check it out. And much more is coming up. So new episodes every day, 7 days a week, always completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.